This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, live from Pioneer Tacos and Tequila at 1021 Occidental Avenue South. Today's the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. Now, here's how it works. You sign up with our very own Mike Hawk. We will then spin the category wheel.
Wait, did you even bring him in?
Where, the wheel? Yeah, that wheel.
No wheel.
Is the wheel spinning?
Ted's been on this for months. Didn't even bring it down. But normally, we would spin the category wheel. I get the feeling we will figure out a way to make that work.
I think you know how the wheel works.
But we will, in fact, spin the category wheel. And then we...
There it is.
There we go.
There you go.
Really, man.
Category wheel.
Thank you. That's how you're going to do that. All right. We will spin the category wheel, and then you will sign up with our very own Mike Hawk. We spin the category wheel, and then we will ask you a question from that category. But here is where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented James, who thought the tofu was a martial art for people in flip-flops. And found a way to answer 7 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So, sign up with the very own Mike Hawk. Give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
To be contestant, play Big Dummy, see Mike, or call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook. Follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the tolls, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4290. What a large and charged program we have for you.
Oh, my God, yes.
We're at Pioneer Tacos and Tequilas. It's opening day, guys. You all have tickets. You guys ready to go? Can you make it through the afternoon?
We sure hope so.
Ted Chef is in the house. Ted's Meat Potatoes, all about tacos today.
Yeah, we're going to taste some tacos. I can't put this water anywhere. Miles has a wild left hand. We're going to test some tacos and talk about kind of where tacos started and how we kind of Americanized them.
So it's not a Mexican thing.
Well, it started out that way, but, you know, the guy that invented Taco Bell was an American that's like, let's make American tacos.
I believe his name is Glenn Bell.
Are we talking about the mom's tacos, the ground beef of the world?
We'll get into that. And then luckily, as we're down here at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila, they're going to also serve us some tacos.
Yeah.
So you and Thrill could try some. Thrill, I almost ordered the vegetarian option.
But no.
I did not.
Thank you.
You're lucky having a good mood.
Why would you do that?
Just to F with you.
Okay.
You've never had a vegetarian taco, Steve.
Easy.
They can be quite good if you put the right ingredients in there.
I've been with a vegetarian, but no, I've never had a vegetarian taco because that's ridiculous, man. By the way, most people don't know this. Tacos apparently been around since 1500 to 500 BC, and in no way did I just discover that today.
Right.
But okay. They were not vegetarian to start with.
What your guys' go-to taco order?
if you go someplace.
Ooh. Carne asada.
Okay.
Right. Actually, that's not true. If you have barbacoa on the menu, I'll get barbacoa.
How about a braised beef?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Carnitas? I mean, whatever.
Have you guys ever had a masa taco shell? The way that that's done?
No.
With the corn flour. That is amazing as well. I do like a good shrimp taco. It depends on, like any good hamburger, tacos, they're all different on what you put on the top. So, absolutely. For example, you know, if you have a shrimp taco, you're more likely to put maybe like a pineapple sauce on top. Or if you like
maybe a chutney,
a beef taco, then you probably want to put Men's Room roasted red sauce on there from San Juan Salsa
Company. Good call, Miles.
Absolutely.
Hold on. I want to grill Ted real quick. I want to go and roast.
Let's not forget about the goat of tacos, the Choco Taco.
The Choco Taco. That's good call, too.
I bet everybody in here enjoys a Choco Taco.
I am right.
All right, Ted, let me ask you a few questions.
How are you quizzing me on tacos?
Because you're the taco guy. And these are not, this is just menu items, all right? This is not like some crazy ass stuff. But what type of meat are you getting if you order carne asada?
Oh, beef.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen.
Simple. Yeah.
You are getting beef. All right.
You finding the buttons over there, Steve? There you go.
What type of meat are you getting if you order the al pastor?
I believe that's going to be pork.
This thing has a horrible... Yes, there we go. You got pork. All right. What type are you getting if you get not just carnitas, but how did they cook it?
Oh, I'm assuming they braised it for a certain amount of time.
Yes, they did.
Wow.
Our boy knows tacos.
Yeah. Tongue tacos. You've had tongue tacos.
I have had tongue tacos.
What do you order? What's on the menu? How do they start?
La Guina?
Jesus Christ, Ted is the taco master.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
How's the texture of a tongue taco? That has always weirded me out, man.
Honestly, if you didn't know it was tongue, you'd probably eat it and very much enjoy it. But it does look like a tongue.
Okay. Yeah. So yesterday on Who Sucks Less,
we had
the story of a woman who actually bit off an inch of the tongue of a man who said, hey, look, I will, I'll make out with you.
It's just, French kiss linguine.
Just don't put your tongue in my mouth. And he did, and she bit off an inch of his tongue. All right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I would go out to a restaurant and get her tongue tacos because obviously she has a problem with the texture. Or maybe she doesn't, and she would like it because that's what she eats.
I don't think she has a problem with the texture. That's why she bit it and put it in her own mouth.
I still don't understand how you're going to make out with somebody, but I keep the tongue out.
That's a weird one. Head Chef is here, live from Pioneer Tacos and Tequila. Hopefully you guys grab some tacos, grab the Men's Room IPA and some tequila. That's coming up at 4:30. And today is the game day we game. Jesus.
How
today
doing,
is the day that we play the game known as Big Dummy. Team Sober versus Team Not Sober.
Woo!
Have you guys signed up to play? Okay. Our biggest dummy so far has been James. It took James 8 questions to get one right. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, we always like to do a little Men's Room poll. And the last time we did this, in celebration of today's broadcast, we asked you to pick a walk-up song. What is a walk-up song? It is basically the song the guys play when they come to bat in Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball. They walk in that way with a WWE wrestling, with MMA fighting, UFC. They have
boxing.
A walk-up song. Yeah. So your walk-up song could be What Did the Fox Say?, which is just an amazing banger. I Will Always Love You from Whitney Houston, Baby Shark, or Peanut Butter Jelly Time. And here's how the results shook out. If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, coming in at fourth place with 8% of the vote, you guys said Baby Shark would be your walk-up song. All right.
And remember, one of the guys from the Nationals used that the year they won the title.
They did. Yep. In third place, Whitney Houston and I Will Always Love You, 17% of the vote. Okay. Second place, What Did the Fox Say? Did really well. 20% said, What Did the Fox Say? And number one, without question, you guys said your walk-up song, Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
Yeah!
55% of the vote.
It's peanut butter jelly.
That was your winner.
Peanut butter jelly.
Okay.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
So this week on the poll, it's opening day. We're going to ask you to pick a champion, and you get to pick your favorite champion. So will it be a Mariners World Series?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never happened in the history of the franchise. That would be a good one to check off.
You thought guys didn't even cheer like you thought. It's not even possible.
I thought there'd be a little more excitement.
Right.
It's opening day.
Mariners World Series. No? Nobody? Seahawks Super Bowl. Anybody? No? How about a Kraken Stanley Cup? There we go. All right. Or the potential for a Sonics championship. So those are your options on our men's room poll. Mariners World Series, Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or Sonics championship. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. That
I mean, obviously, is the poll. Super Bowls are tremendous, but just for this town and for this fan base, I would vote for a Mariners World Series championship.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It would be cool to have the Sonics back. Sonics, I'm going to assume that that announcement will be maybe within the next few months.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Look, I'm a football fan first. Primary, I get it. But I will say just how the entire city reacts to win a football championship over baseball is so different, right? And I think part of it, because unlike NBA or MLB, Super Bowl, you get one shot, right? So even if you have a bad game and you still win, it matters. Anything else? Right, NBA, MLB?
Well, I would not know. I've never been in a town that's won a World Series.
All right, thank you.
I'm not sure.
When?
The Baltimore Orioles. The year.
Well, they have, but I'm just saying, like, all right.
No, that's the question you asked me.
Was that 84?
Right.
It was a long time ago. I just happened to be alive. I can remember we beat the Philadelphia Phillies, beat us in the first game. We won the next four, and it was awesome. It was great. But I will say the celebration was a lot different than when the Ravens won the Super Bowl. The entire city poured out. There's just something different about football.
Oh, yeah. We can't hear you, Mike.
Can't hear me?
There we go.
Here's what I'll say about that whole situation. Look, we were here for the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl. The town was absolutely electric. It was nuts. The Sonics being here would be an incredible thing, and I'd love to see them get another championship. Obviously, the Kraken, the newest franchise that we've got out here in Seattle. Love to see them get the Stanley Cup. I love that team. However, you guys were not here in 1995 when the Mariners made that incredible run and did so freaking well. This
run
town
116 games.
Would lose its ever-loving mind if they ever, one, just went to the World Series, let alone brought home that trophy. Well, I want to see the Mariners bring that World Series trophy
home. They start today. They start this
evening.
They do. 7:05.
That's also what makes today such like an electric day, right? Like, even if you're not down here yet, get down here. It's opening day, like, the world is our oyster. Anything can happen.
That's right.
Oh, maybe the Mariners are going to win it this year.
One game at a time.
All right. There we go. We got the pitching staff. They just need to hit the ball.
We're at Pioneer Taco, Tacos and Tequila. The game is Big Dummy.
Big Dummy. Right.
Is there any way we can fade that? I'm not going to hit that anymore. I'm just getting over that. We're not doing that.
There we go.
There we go. Just cut that crab off. Who is our first contestant, Mike, ready to play the big game?
We have Rachel ready to play the big game.
Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Fantastic.
You got your Mariners and Mariners
Kraken.
Here on.
Mariners, more Mariners.
Kraken, Mariners.
She came all the way up from Orting.
Yes, I did.
No, what?
Yeah.
What does one do in Orting?
I don't know.
Okay. Raise cattle?
No, I'm asking. I'm not sure that I've been
there. Miles and I were in Graham years ago.
You're better off to just stay in Seattle.
One good bar. Name one good bar.
Gosh.
Come on.
Wow.
Hey, my cousin used to bounce at the firehouse.
Sure.
Okay. Are you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Not Sober.
Not Sober. Okay.
She also works for the Ording Chamber of Commerce, apparently.
That's all right. So, our men's room poll, you're going to pick a champion. So, Mariners World Series, Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or Sonics Championship?
Sonics all the way. That means they're back here.
All right.
Wow.
All
right.
Sonics I'm right there with you, man.
Thank you.
Yep. Man, that's the team. All right. You are a Seattle sports fan. You cannot give me that look. You were in Seattle, and then Seattle, and then more Seattle. Like, you got Seattle all over you.
I do.
The only thing you don't have is a seagull on your shoulder that talks like a parrot. I mean, my God, man. So, I'm going to ask you this.
It would be awesome if you did, though.
That would be the coolest thing I've ever seen. All right, so your question. I'll give you a hint. This man wants to beat Miles to death. This is true. This man wants to beat Miles to death. You'll understand when you get the answer. Does not like Miles, but he was outstanding. He's still...
That's not true.
It is very true. This man will beat Miles to death. But the question is, who was the first Seattle Mariner to hit for the cycle in one game?
Oh, jeez.
He has a car dealership here. I'll give you that.
Well, he used to.
He used to. He used to work for a car dealership. They had big ones.
I honestly...
He says, call him the bone.
No, no one is smoother than...
But I don't want to be one and done. No, it's the bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is the bone.
There you go.
Why does he want to beat my ass?
Because you talk ass about him all the time.
No, I don't.
You might not know this, but Jay Buhner would come in to cut commercials at our studio. And every time Miles saw Jay Buhner, Miles would give Jay Buhner about crap everything he didn't do.
No, I didn't. So what I said was...
Yes, he did.
I said, I have your rookie card. You were once a New York Yankee. You could have won World Series. Do you have any regrets?
Seinfeld even complained about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Good reference.
Yeah, hey, let you go, man, because you got one end on, we got a 50-50 question for you.
Okay.
That's what happens when you're smarter than you know. Wait, were you the guy giving me the evil eye earlier?
Was I giving you the evil eye?
The evil eye, this.
I don't give evil eyes.
So, yes. All right, here's your question.
Yes.
All right, dragonflies or ladybugs?
Oh, God, hold on. Sorry, that thing just took off on me.
Dragonflies or ladybugs? Which insect has the highest STD rate in the insect world?
Oh, I have a ladybug tattoo, so I hope it's not ladybugs. I'm going to go with dragonflies.
Ooh, it's those whore-ass ladybugs.
Yeah. Damn. Of course it's the ladybug.
It is the ladybug.
Oh, look at me. I'm good luck. I'm
very
a ladybug.
Promiscuous. They have the highest STD rate.
Because that's good luck. A ladybug. Good luck.
If you're not having sex.
Now you have an STD.
Big Jody!
That'd be a hard one to explain.
Yeah.
How'd you get an STD? From a ladybug?
You're into what you're into, man. I don't judge. I'm just
questioning. We go to the studio audience. At Pioneer Tacos and Tequila, Mike, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Her name is Paloma Miles.
Paloma. What a beautiful name. Where are you from?
Originally from San Diego.
No way.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be close.
Okay. So you are a taco aficionado.
Yeah.
All right. So you're in San Diego.
The food out here is trash. The Mexican food out here is horrible.
Well, you know why?
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
It's like
it's a taco establishment.
My bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My bad, bro.
It's okay.
But San Diego?
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Well, that's the, I think, the home of the
She's
best taco in North America, right?
For sure.
I mean, other than Mexico.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So, like, Chicago pizza, if you like that, you come to Seattle and you go, wow,
yeah,
the Chicago pizza is terrible here because you're not in Chicago.
Yeah, no.
So that works out. Okay, so our poll. You're going to pick a champion, Mariners World Series, Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or Sonics Championship?
Sonics, for sure.
Sonics.
All right.
On the,
you know, I will
know
say,
what it is,
Joey on Twitter brings up a good point. Like, the Sonics did win a title once before.
Yep.
The Mariners are the only one that never win one.
I get it, man, but there's something about it. When I moved out here 20 years ago, going to a Sonics game meant more to me than any of the other sports. Hard to explain, but, like, you're absolutely engrossed in them. And then they left. So apparently I'm your bad luck card, and I apologize.
Well, also the fact that, you know, growing up in, spending time in Baltimore and D.C., if you are not a Wizards fan, then you really didn't have a team. If you weren't a Capitals fan, you really didn't have a team.
Not a Wizards fan.
So now I'm a Kraken fan. No. And when the Sonics come back, I'll be a Sonics fan again. So, yeah.
I grew up outside of D.C. Not a lot of Wizards fans.
They're just not.
Maryland All right, basketball. Paloma. Doesn't your name share the name with the drink?
Yes, yeah. Tequila and grapefruit.
Are you drinking one?
I was going to ask what's in it.
Three of those, close enough.
All right.
As for the drink, that's a hill. It's a cider Jack Daniels with a beer.
The hill.
Wait, what?
A hill. It's a beer with a cider Jack Daniels. All right, Paloma, here is your question, my friend. Who was Sherlock Holmes' arch enemy? My bad.
I won. I don't know. I'm one and done. No.
Ding.
No idea.
Do you guys have any idea?
No.
Would that be Professor Moriarty?
My God, Mike, are correct. Oh. It was, in fact, Professor Moriarty. All right. Paloma, before we let you go, who was Dracula's arch enemy? This guy was hunting Dracula down. He's the only guy that knew the Dracula.
I don't know, Blades?
God, I hit the wrong thing. No.
Was it Martin, something Van Helsing?
Van Helsing.
Okay. Would you have accepted garlic?
Well, yeah. No. Yeah. Paloma, what are you doing? You're not done. I hit the wrong button.
He keeps hitting correct, but you haven't gotten one right.
Right. Ding.
He's like the umpire keeps yelling ball. And it's like, no, it was a strike.
My bad. All right, Paloma. What do you think about chickens, roosters? Think about what they look like. Okay. All right. They do not originate in North America. From what continent do you believe the chickens / roosters originate?
South America?
Asia.
No.
No. Hence the year of the rooster.
Okay.
Or year of the cock, as I like to say. I'm going to give you a multiple choice question, right? Oh, Spaceball seat.
You got this. Multiple you get one right. Choice. Come on. You got choices.
We made it 25% no matter what. All right. So, everything is corporately sponsored now, right? So, how many Major League Baseball stadiums do not have a corporate sponsor? Is it 4, 7, 8, or 11?
Ooh. 7.
I know you guessed, but you're right. All right, so those parks are Fenway Park, home of the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
Wrigley Field, Chicago Cubs. Before anyone says anything, the family name Wrigley pays for it, not the company.
All right.
Dodger Stadium in L.A. Angel Stadium, also in L.A. Huh. Oriole Park, Camden Yards, baby. Right. Don't ever get a corporate sponsor for that one. Yankee Stadium, Nationals Park for the Washington Nationals. And finally, Kauffman Stadium. And Kauffman Stadium is my next question.
Nice. All right. Opening day, we are live from Pioneer Tacos and Tequilas. More of Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
All is live on the free Odyssey app from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in The Men's Room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
So, game starts at 7:10 tonight against the Oakland A's. Not the Sacramento A's, but just the Athletics.
That is so weird.
That is crazy.
Just call them Sacramento for a couple years.
I mean, until they get the stadium built in Vegas. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. What's that make Sacramento feel like?
Used.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we're the state capital.
Exactly.
Rat City. Sacramento. Logan Gilbert taking the hill tonight for his first career opening day start.
All right.
Also, some highlights if you're headed to the game tonight. Ichiro Suzuki will throw out the ceremonial first pitch.
Nice.
Part of the countdown to Cooperstown. Do you guys know how many Mariners are in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Three.
Can we name them? Anybody? So you got Junior, right?
Right.
Edgar? You got Edgar, right?
Sure.
And now you've got Ichiro.
Ichiro.
So he will be the third when he is inducted.
Huh. Yeah,
exactly.
All right.
The head and the heart, they're going to do the national anthem. Ted, you're a big fan of music. Head and the heart, do you know them?
I love them. Listen to them all the time.
Yeah.
And I love that one song, man. Just, yeah, it really gets me in the head and the heart.
And the heart. Also, the Mariners will be honoring Cal Raleigh tonight.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And Dylan Moore, because they won gold gloves. One as a utility player and, obviously, as a catcher. So that's all going on tonight. Also, Ted, you'll be excited to know, the U.S. Navy doing a flyover before the game.
Oh, nice. Excellent. We got jets?
Yes.
Nice. Helicopters?
Exactly. So that's all on tap. All right, we are live from Pioneer Tacos and Tequilas. Game is Big Dummy.
Mike.
Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
We have Evan.
Hola, bitch, hola!
Hola.
Liquor lover. And whores!
Yes, liquor and whores, baby.
And I want to party with Coke Ted. Ay, 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 ay!
Coke Ted's in the house. Are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober. I'm not drinking. I'm stoned, but I'm more high from the adrenaline than anything else.
Okay.
Whatever works, baby.
I like this guy. It's good energy.
So, Evan, you're going to pick a champion. Are you going to take the Mariners World Series?
Mariners.
All right, there you go.
Just stop right there.
I don't even need it. Mariners, all the way, all the way.
Okay.
How's that Edgar's double game?
Yeah. Nice.
Nice.
I was there with my sister. My dad left work early, came down, bought tickets, and then my sister ended up driving up from UPS college, and we got to go to the game, and he drank maybe in this bar right here while we were there.
Awesome. That's awesome, man.
So what would you do if the Mariners won a World Series, right?
Oh, I'd break down. I'd cry. I'd weep.
Well, I think a lot of people would.
I think a lot of people would cry. Yeah. What would the celebration be? Is it a parade, or is it just the person of, like, we did it, man?
Oh, I don't know. I'd probably scream. I might drive my car crazy. I might make a bomb. Who knows?
Make a bomb.
Everything.
All the things.
All the things.
Yeah, cry, set off fireworks.
Yeah, exactly. Blow your hand off.
Howl at the moon.
Lose a couple fingers.
Hug strangers.
Yeah, of course.
Invite your neighbors over for a change.
Can't believe we did it, man. We did it.
All right, my Mariners man, there's a question for you. In what year did the Mariners begin play at Safeco, now T-Mobile Field?
That was the year 2000.
Ah, you were so close.
1999?
I think it's the season, right?
In 99.
Okay, here's my question because I wasn't here. Mike, maybe you know the answer to this. Okay, so the anniversary yesterday of blowing up the Kingdom.
Of course.
What did the Mariners do in between? Were they already building the stadium at that time and they just moved in? Or because they didn't replace the site?
Right.
So did they just move right into the new ballpark?
I was so young at the time, they might have gone over and played at the Huskies.
So the Seahawks...
hang on, they did do that.
The baseball stadium was already built.
Okay.
And then the Seahawks played a couple seasons over at Husky Stadium.
Okay, all right.
Correct.
Okay.
We weren't here.
So, you know, I didn't know they... Did they have like a transition thing where they played at Rainier Stadium down in Tacoma? Or, you know, any of that?
I can't remember exactly how it went. They did about half the season, and then they moved over.
Okay.
July 15th. All right.
July 15th.
I believe that was A-Rod's last year, I think.
Yay!
Sure. Griffey left the year before, so I don't even think he... I don't even think he played a season in Safeco as a Mariner.
Damn.
Well, until he came back.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Mariners fan, your question. Who threw the Mariners' first no-hitter?
First no-hitter was...
I don't know why I keep throwing that, man.
So. My bad, dude. God. I get excited on that wheel.
It's the guy who threw the spitball, Gaylord Perry.
He threw a knuckle.
The big unit,
the
man.
The big unit, Randy Johnson.
Randy.
This is terrible.
Your girl and your Johnson.
Randy Johnson.
The man that exploded a bird.
If he wasn't that good, it sounds like a fake name.
But he did win a World Series for the Diamondbacks, right? Okay. So
a lot of ex-Mariners won World Series, Miles.
Thanks.
Thanks for bringing it up.
I'm just saying.
All right, now listen, we are
at my ex got married too.
Taco and tequilas, right? Taco and tequilas. That's what we hear about. So let's ask some questions about tacos.
Oh boy.
And tequilas. Not just to make you feel good, not just that you have to explain to your wife the next day what you don't remember, but here's my question. It's multiple choice. What does the word taco mean? If you translate it from Spanish taco, does it mean eat with love? Eat with friends, sandwich, or light lunch. So eat with love, eat with friends, sandwich, or light love. What does taco?
I'm going to go with sandwich.
I'm going to go eat with love.
I get to eat small.
Oh. Miles is correct. Taco.
Eat with love.
Eat with love.
Grab some.
Yeah.
A sandwich. That's why the term is transcended.
A sandwich would be a torta.
It makes so much sense because everybody loves tacos, right?
Yeah. Everybody does, man. Right?
Damn.
All right.
I got one for you. I feel like you know this, man. I can see it in your soul.
Me too.
What jersey number did Ken Griffey Jr. wear while with the Seattle Mariners?
He wore 24.
24 is correct. Nice.
Nice.
Nice work. Game is Big Dummy. Live from Pioneer Tacos and Tequila, Mike, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
We have Cole ready to play the big game.
All right, Cole, step on up. Cole, where are you? Where are you from?
From here, Tacoma.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I was born in the city of Seattle.
How many opening days have you been to?
A handful, four or five.
You have
probably.
Been.
Yeah.
Okay. Typically, these things are during the day, so it's actually nice that we get a chance to broadcast and maybe go to the game later.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's very cool, man. Yeah. Let's see. Championship. Mariners, Seahawks, Kraken, or Sonics?
I got to do the Mariners. I've been a baseball fan since I was a kid. They were the first team that was my team, so I've been waiting my whole life for something like that.
I hope it happens.
Me too. I'm not going to hold my breath, for sure.
Exactly.
Unless you got big lungs. big lungs. All right, here's our question for you. It has nothing to do with baseball.
All right.
Nothing to do with any of that. What did the letters FFA stand for as in the youth organization? FFA.
FFA and what?
Just in general. It's like a youth organization. Yeah. People could do it in high school.
Oh, it's Future Farmers of America.
Oh, there we go. One and done. Nice job. One and done. That's exactly right.
All right, hang on before I let you go, because you're one and done. You're that smart. Make sure you brag to anybody you know you're that smart. We got a one and done question for you. You got a 50-50 shot on this, all right? So, dragonflies or ladybugs?
You are correct.
Dragonflies or ladybugs, which insect has the highest STD rate in the world?
Oh, that was a ladybug.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Are we just hating on ladybugs all day? I'm into it.
I don't want to know why you know that, but he's right. So apparently in the insect world, they all have sex. They do what they got to do. They spawn. But ladybugs have so much sex, they actually get STDs.
Yes.
That
is true.
Wow.
I'm amazed you knew that, Steve.
I know. Me too.
I just looked it up.
I wonder how he knew.
I don't know. Mike, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
We have Kelly ready to play.
Hello, Kelly.
Hola, Petrolas.
Hola. Kelly, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober. Good for you. Okay.
I think Kelly just put down a shot.
I know.
Oh, no, it's still there.
All right.
Kelly, that is an awesome jersey.
Thank you.
Is that, that's an old school one?
This is Jose Cruz, I think.
Oh, nice. Oh, very cool. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Nelson Cruz. Sorry.
Nelson.
Jose Nelson. All the Cruises.
Let's just go with Cruz.
Yeah.
What do you want for a championship? Mariners World Series, Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or Sonics?
This is a hard one. I'm going with Sonics by this much over the Mariners.
Oh, I love you. Good call. Okay.
I'm right there with you. All right. I'm going to ask you a question. Before you answer, because you're going to want to spout off, and I know that. And I'll let you know who it's not. So what state has more tornadoes per square mile than any other? As a hint, it is not Oklahoma. It is not Kansas. It is not Texas.
I know this.
Iowa.
Not a bad guess.
A terrible guess is wrong.
Is it Arkansas?
No.
Ha. Huh.
Arkansas has the least teeth per capita. No. You have a place where relatives live.
Oh, God. Florida?
Florida.
No way.
Florida has more tornadoes. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. That's why we went to multiple choice. All right, I'm being mean. That's a difficult question. All right. Do you watch movies?
I'm a Baltimore girl.
Are you really?
I am.
I was wanting to kill the mic so we could toss some smack off on the side. Give me some of that. Yeah. All right. I'm in a different world
it's
now,
been
man.
A while. We got it.
All right, Baltimore girl.
Ooh, okay.
Multiple choice: Rambo, John Wick, Jason Voorhees, or Thor. Which movie character has the most on-screen kills?
On-screen kids.
On-screen kills.
Okay.
Kills.
Kills, not kids.
Don't make
John
it
Wick.
Sweet.
Well, I mean, you know. There's 3 minutes.
John Wick.
Oh, it's not John Wick.
It's not. He should be.
Hold on. Rambo.
Just because he put it in there, I'm going to say Thor.
Thor.
It is. Really?
Not just, you know, Thor on screen. 1,269 kills. That's on screen.
Okay. All with a hammer?
That's a big hammer.
Yeah, John Wick is number two. 503. I'm sorry, Rambo, number three.
Okay, so I was close. All right, all right.
John Wick.
He's in the top three.
John Wick has 306. Jason Voorhees, only 160. But believe it or not, the number one, Thanos, because he killed half the universe. And I'm going to be dead honest.
Well,
they gave the equation. I did not even know how to say the equation of the number of living things.
Because it wasn't just the world, it was the entire universe.
Right.
And which I don't know how they calculated all that.
But they do. And I had no idea. He's not part of this.
They're privy to censuses that we don't get the information for.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
The tough ones.
Fair enough.
Counting somewhere.
All right, my friend.
All right, let's go.
There goes that wheel.
We can't go.
Spin it.
You got the Mariners jersey? I'm going to ask you a Mariners question, my friend.
Okay, let's try.
Who played center field in the 1999 season?
Center field.
Is that Griff?
It is Griffey.
Yeah, there you go.
Griffey Jr. Woo! That is a highlight reel.
All right.
Of just great catches over the wall. That's the one where he jumped up, got that one.
I mean, it's got right. I'm trying to think.
Let's go. Who else?
Big double.
Trying to think of other famous center field.
Yeah, Buehner was in right.
Well, you have
Boat. Oh. Nothing's going on, buddy. Mike, who is our next contestant ready to play the game known as Big Dummy?
We have Matt ready to play.
Matt, welcome to the program. Thanks for coming out to Pioneer Tacos and Tequilas, man.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
You got tickets for the game tonight?
That we do.
Awesome.
There you
awesome.
Go. Attaboy.
Right, very good. Sober or not sober?
Working on it.
Okay. You're going to pick a championship. Mariners World Series, Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or Sonics championship.
I've got to go with the Mariners. The Sonics are coming back anyway. So let's get the Mariners one.
Okay.
All right. Mariners are dominating on Twitter, by the way.
I bet they are.
Yeah.
Imagine.
It's opening day.
Well, this town's ready, man. It's been primed.
Okay, town. I know you're fired up right now. We've been through this before. In July, when it seems that all hope is lost, and you're upset, and you're now calling players by nicknames you have created that are foul and cannot be repeated on the air, stay true to your faith. Sometimes they surprise you. They won't. All right, your question.
That was the worst pep talk ever in baseball history.
That's why you're not a coach, Steve.
Listen, man.
Face of the Gipper next.
Right. Good luck out there. Not going to matter.
I'm thinking historically, but every once in a while, you're going to have a team, right? You're going to have a bunch of young guys that go, man, I don't know Mariners history. I'm a baseball player. This team brought me in. I'm going to go kick ass, right? Absolutely. And this team's going to come out. They're going to do outstanding things. And then the Yankees are going to trade for them. We know how this works. Let's not kid ourselves. All right, your question. Pico de Gallo. Ooh. You ever hear Pico de Gallo?
Absolutely.
Okay, my friend. Pico de Gallo translates to beak of what bird in Spanish? What have you been ordering? Getting it, but it means Pico de Gallo literally means beak of. And then there's a bird. I give you a hint. It's not a seagull. It's not a pigeon.
A cockatoo.
Did you say a cockatoo?
No. Got to be chicken, right? Rooster?
Rooster.
Okay.
I would not
say you were almost there. Anymore. You were almost there. Yeah. But then you added the to-do.
I might have been on the wrong continent, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, man. We're in Pioneer Tacos and Tequila, right? These people have been kind enough to put us on here. So here is my question for you. If we're in tacos and tequila, the official recognized as tequila, it must be made from what specific plant?
Is it a cactus?
It is technically a cactus.
It is a cactus.
But it's a certain type of
more specific.
So aloe is a cactus. It's a relative of aloe.
Can I phone a friend?
You can. You can.
Phone a friend.
You can.
Who's your friend? Hey, no, you're already on the spot. No, you've already been put on.
Do you know
the
answer? Just yell the answer at him.
So it is tequila. As a fact, tequila has to be distilled from this plant. What would that plant be?
Agave?
You know what? I'm going to give it to you.
There you go. Agave.
Very good. Very good.
Technically blue agave.
But that is a cactus, too, as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. I mean, the first answer is not right or wrong.
What do you want me to do, man?
You know, it's not right.
Yeah, it's cactus.
I don't know.
But it's agave. Exactly. But to be tequila, not just agave, but blue agave. By the way, if you drink mezcal, that can be from any different agave plant. Tequila must be from the blue agave plant. Now, that said, if you're like me, you don't care.
All right. More of Opening Day coming up from Pioneer Tacos and Tequila Zamora Big Dummy. You are listening to The Men's Room.